a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to LAX for this one, mate. Los Angeles. And we're at the airport and we're like, hey, we're all going to Shanghai.
Okay.
China's largest city. Cool. And, you know, we're having a good time and we're like, cool, let's all yes, LAX to Shanghai, let's do it. And this was last Saturday, not the one just gone, the one after before that. 257 passengers, 13 crew on board, big flight.
Yeah.
Right. And 2 hours into the trip, everyone's having a good time. And then the pilot came over the loudspeaker and said, oh, we've got a crew situation. So unfortunately, we're going to have to turn back.
What?
We're going to have to turn back to LA.
Hang on, what? So they're already flying.
They're flying for 2 hours, left LAX, 2 hours. We're going to Shanghai.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
turn around, waste everyone's time. Around. Why are you going back?
Turn around.
What's going on?
No, there was just an issue. It was just like a crew issue.
Someone was sick.
So one of the pilots.
Yeah.
Forgot their passport.
Oh.
They had to.
Do they need that? Surely they've got the little wings on the
what,
little.
Is that not enough?
On your lapel.
If I'm flying the plane.
Yeah.
Like I'm all obviously security. I get it, but yeah. Like, do I need my can't I have my passport on a lanyard? Don't you have access to my passport?
Yeah.
Isn't it in the plane
on
already
file.
For me? How am I expected to take my passport to work every single day?
Yeah.
Would someone please think of the pilot?
I know.
So they had to turn it around and people were pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
As you would be. They said, look, the pilot did not have their passport on board.
Surely you're not telling people on the flight, hey, guys,
they
we're turning
didn't.
Back.
Originally, no. That's why they're like, oh, there's an issue. But they did say, we arranged for a new crew to take our customers to their destination that evening, and customers were provided with meal vouchers and compensation.
Thanks.
Which is exactly what really hits the spot.
Yeah, $8 from Jetstar.
And what is this? Oh, it's a burrito.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a burrito.
Yeah.
It looks like an old cigarette. Yum. They're like, look. Where, you know, this happens. I've never heard of this happening ever before.
Do you know what? My instinct is to say, let him fly there, let him land, and then have the airline fly the passport on a different flight and get it to him. But
what, on the Concorde or something?
No.
The like, non-existent
not,
Concorde.
Not when he gets, like, you know how when you leave your bag, like, they, oh, sorry. We totes didn't bring your bag.
Oh, yes.
We'll get it to you. It'll only take sort of 10 to 12 working days.
Yeah. Well, we'll just sit in the plane.
Yes,
isn't it international waters or whatever? I don't know. Like,
the tarmac,
sit in the plane.
Surely you stay on the plane and
just
then
stay there.
Turn around and go home.
That's
again.
It. There All must right. have been another way.
We should run an airline.
Our airline would be the best.
Yeah.
It'd be so good. Cameron Ling Air.
Ling Air.
I see you
Air
now.
Lingus.
Okay.
Air Lingua.
That's where we stop.
There we go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do one of these.
The things you see on the internet.
I thought it was a story.
Story without notice and you're like, Story without notice, famously, we find a story and then drop it on the other person.
Yes.
They have to make it sort of PG and legible for the radio. That's not what this is.
No, good.
No, that's...
I think that's enough.
Okay. Thanks. That would sound like this.
No,
see, there's a big laugh at the start.
Okay, right?
That can be
it's
your trigger.
It's all the same for me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. You're an audio guy, though.
Yeah, but noise, it's different in my... Don't worry. Moving on.
So Easter is less than a month away now, and, you know, so that means Easter eggs and hot cross buns and stuff all been on sale for a good 3 months already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to get that run up, got to make that paper.
Yeah.
It's not really paper anymore, though, is it? So people are flipping out about, you know, obviously cost of living is mental at the moment anyway, but Easter is proving probably more expensive this year than it ever has before.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate, you know, at a premium, and then you whack the Easter tax on top, as in like, oh, it's for Easter, it's eggs, it's
Jesus tax.
Probably a little bit crapper chocolate than you would get normal year and in a block or whatever, and it's in a funny shape, so you probably get a little bit less of it as well.
Oh, no, I live for the funny shape. I live for it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, those little Cadbury eggs, the full ones.
Yeah.
Mate, the joy it brings.
So there's a photo that's hit Reddit and people are up in arms because you can buy a 1 kilo Lindt gold bunny. So it's like a big version of the little ones, yeah?
Yeah.
So the little ones retail for $8 each.
Damn, okay, really? They're $8 each?
They're 100 grams, right?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, how much do you think people are selling the 1 kilo Lindt gold bunny for? And keep in mind that in this photo it has like a security tag on it that has to be unlocked when you pay at the register.
Oh, okay. So what is it? The 1 kilogram
yep.
is $8.
Yep, so it's like basketball size.
Okay. So I don't know, $80?
No. Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
No one's buying that. $90. How much higher? $110.
Higher.
Get out. $135.
Too high. No, actually, it retails for $135 on the Lindt website, $170 at Myers. But
who is buying that?
Most places are selling it for between $120 and $130.
Who is buying that?
For a 1 kilo Lindt bunny.
That's ridiculous.
I know, right?
That is ridiculous.
Charlie used to always just say, just get me one kilo egg. And I reckon that used to cost me like $20 or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get the worst chocolate, but I wouldn't get I'd get a decent.
You're a red tulip. You've got red tulip all over you. Yes, you do.
Cadbury don't make a 1 kilo egg. So I couldn't get a Cadbury's.
Really? No. They've got the egg with all the other eggs inside.
It's a big egg, but it's not a 1 kilo one.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so people are up in arms. They're like, what the hell, man? Like 120. And even if you buy...
Who's buying that?
If you buy 10 of the little bunnies
at
100 grams each, you get a kilo of chocolate and you get 10 little fun bunnies, but that's $80.
Yeah.
So you're literally just burning money.
I hate people.
You were walking around with Easter eggs yesterday. Why? Why did you have...
Oh, because I was in Target the other day and I saw that they had the eggs and I saw, they've got the bunnies and everything too. And I thought, you know what? I'll be on the front foot. I'm going to get my niece-in-laws some bunnies and I'll get some eggs for Jimmy.
You famously do your Christmas shopping quite a way ahead so you can sort of beat the rush.
So it doesn't
surprise me that you've gone early on Easter as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then so I was like, I came home and Jimmy's actually really funny about, no, I can't have eggs before Easter. He's really funny with that.
He gets that from his mum and I get that from my mum.
Right,
also.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so I was like, that's all right, I'll hide them for you because I'm not eating dairy at the moment, right? So I'm like, I'll hide them for you. And then he came home and he noticed that the bag was gone and one of the bunnies was gone.
What, the bunny steal the bag and run off, hop off?
Sometimes I'm not proud. Mm. I'm not proud of me.
Yeah. What happened?
I ate it.
And
I ate half a bag and then I brought the other half of the bag in and shared it around with people and they thought it was really nice. But what I was actually doing was just forcing you to eat it so that I didn't eat it. And now there's one more bunny there at home and it's just staring at me every day. And I'm like, I can't eat you. And yesterday I was like, just do it. No one will know. And I'm like, but I'll know. And they're like, no, no one will know. And now I'm every afternoon I'm fighting with this bunny. Whatever. I hate myself.
You are a very complex individual. And Jimmy is a very patient man. And I'm so glad you're not eating dairy. You're doing a great job,
I know.
Mate. Keep up the good work.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Here we go.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
All right, so if you listen the weeks that Loggy does it, and then you listen to the weeks that Lingy and I do it, you'll see the sort of the spectrum of the game.
Yes. Speaking of spectrum, it's
okay,
your turn.
Yeah. It's not my turn. It's my turn to explain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. So, basically, you are going to explain a movie badly. And by doing so good, if you're good at explaining it badly, then Tom and I
will be able to guess.
Well, we won't be able to guess.
No, we will be able to guess.
No.
Seriously, when's her next, sort of job description
review
right. coming up.
Put some KPIs.
Coming from you.
Put some KPIs.
No, but anyway, you'll get it. You'll get the gist as the game goes on, and it's fun. And Tom and I will figure it out together, and it's good.
So here we go. Lingy was away sick on Monday, and I put his annual his sick leave through yesterday, and it was 2 hours. Two hours for. Yeah. You missed a whole day, mate. 2 hours.
A whole day. Thank you very much. All right. I'm
going
to give a blurb sort of synopsis of a movie, but done in a different way, which doesn't quite accurately explain the movie, but hopefully you two will still be able to guess it. Are you ready, Log?
That's pretty good explanation.
Okay.
you were ready to bag me, weren't you?
But I was like, well.
Got me. Got me a ripper.
All right, here we go. What is this movie? A feel-good movie about a tight-knit family set in the idyllic 1970s New York, featuring their pets, horses and fish, and culminating in a beautiful family milestone, the christening of the newest member of that family.
Okay, too long, number one.
No, I don't mind that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it again
for
you?
There's a lot of detail in there.
Yeah, there's a bit of detail. It's kind of like, okay.
It's on the back of the old VCR you used to get from the video shop. This is what you'd read.
Yeah.
A feel-good movie about a tight-knit family set in idyllic 1970s New York, featuring their pets, horses and fish, and culminating in a beautiful family milestone, the christening of the newest member of that family.
All right, horses and fish.
And 1970s, because I was thinking originally I was like Gangs in New York, but that's like way earlier. That's like 18-something.
Yeah, something.
Is the feel-good bit ironic? Like, is it actually not a feel-good movie? I think that's also...
Is it The Godfather?
Yes, it is. There were horses in there. There were fish in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a horse's head in there.
Yeah, that was the giveaway. All right.
And the beautiful family moment at the end with the christening. You got that? There may have been five murders going on at the same stage of that christening, but well done.
Movie. I've read the book too. One of my personality traits I like to roll out.
Has to throw in the book.
I haven't done Game of Thrones. Long time.
Yeah, you haven't. Well done.
Well done. Do you get the gist of the game works now?
My brain, I get it, but it's just my brain doesn't, do you know what I mean?
Okay. So this would have been the Loggy version of it. So there's this guy who's like the father of God and his name's Vito.
Come to me, Tony.
yeah. You know, I have connections.
Yeah, she is. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep with the fishes tonight.
Yes, with the horse fish.
Is that a violin case you've got there?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, I'm glad you never became an apprentice like carpenter or a tradie or anything like that. You would have been sent down to go and get like black and white checkered paint or left-handed screwdrivers left, right and centre because you are basically just a gullible fool.
Hey.
Didn't know where they were going.
Because you thought... The keys to the city, after Robbie Williams was granted the keys to the city of Melbourne, a little bit of kerfuffle about that yesterday. You thought the keys to the city were actually keys.
Why not?
That opened every city building in that area.
I saw the keys to the city as a child, the ones in Melbourne, and it's my understanding is it opens all the buildings.
Oh my God.
We've landed on it would be a swipey these days.
Swipe of the city.
Swipe of the city.
Yeah. Look, we've got some callers. Oddly enough, 52232955. Ed from St Albans Park, does the key to the city actually open all the buildings in the city?
First of all, Cameron, nice to hear you're having a recovery. Hope you get back to full strength soon enough.
Thank you,
Ed. As a former honorary member of Mayor of Geelong, surely your key that you would have been given at the time of your indoctrination, you can show to young Tom.
Yeah, show me your key. Get your key out.
It doesn't open doors, though.
No,
Ed.
But it does open fun parties. When you pop it in a bowl.
Needs a really big bowl.
Hmm.
Ed, do you know actually what the key to the city does do?
It's just a verbal honour. That's all it is. It's a verbal honour. Well, it's not a factual thing that actually will grant you access to any building.
That sucks.
No,
so
I don't know.
That's so lame.
Let's see if Chris from Lara thinks the same thing. Chris, good morning. Do the keys to the city actually open all the buildings in the city?
It opens all the buildings and it opens the gateway to Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
Make it.
Oh!
Yes!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.